Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair.
Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to All Yo Illuminati News. Please put a one in the comment if you could hear me okay. We are going to be covering this huge psychological operation. I don't even want to call it a psyop because that word makes it seem like everything is fake, but this could be absolutely a real thing that went on, but it definitely is an operation on your mind. Now, we're going to get into the dark truth of Coldplay Gate, which was coined by the richest man in the world, Elon Musk. I mean, obviously, he's not the richest. We just gave him a lot of money with taxpayer dollars and government subsidies or whatever like that. But when things go viral through mimetic magic, I mean, you could rise to the most powerful positions of government. You got President Donald Trump arguably rose to the most powerful position of government through the meme magic. We cover meme magic all the time here. It's a real thing going back to the shaman days. And we're seeing memes introduce things like cryptocurrency, with that being the Dogecoin, right? Going back to the Doge of Venice. I mean, this is all occult, pushing the propaganda, the PR, the public relations into the group conscience of the mind into a direction. The crowd is being directed algorithmically. Algorithm is moving people's thought process, and the AI has been proven. There's a bunch of statistics in it that the AI can change your perspective better than a human can. So all the stuff that we're seeing on the world stage is absolutely an AI agenda, especially when it comes to the environment. That's the next stage of the AI. But let's get into this meme medic magic. We're seeing a lot of Leonardo United Nations memes coming out there, part of the green agenda of Leo, or if it's even the rainforest turning green, Rain Wilson, all kind of working in the same energy of energy credits of the technocrats. This is a big part of the UN 2030 agenda. But Coldplay, who is Coldplay? Coldplay is one of the biggest proponents of the United Nations of the 2030 agenda. On record, I mean, even the trustable source of Wikipedia, as I'm joking, shows you these people like Billie Eilish, who's going to be performing in the new smart cities in California for those Olympics, or if it was BTS. We've been covering these celebrities during the lockdowns. There's a lot of new influencers out there that got viral for some reason. They are part of the conversation. You are not the media. Elon Musk is not going to tweet you or conversate with you, okay? You are not the media. But we've been actually covering this with plenty other people on YouTube. But why, tell me this, why all the people during the lockdowns, during the most important time to speak some truth, they're nowhere to be found? Can you even find their channels? Please, if you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, hit that freaking bell button or resubscribe, because a lot of people are saying that they never haven't seen me in years. But this goes for a lot of other channels as well, because we're not in the conversation. But we've been looking at these things like Global Citizen when everyone was in their bedroom. They got sent to their room by the daddy. We got to see Coldplay. We got to see Elmo, Sesame Street, you know, all the different actors tell us that we're in this together. And then right after, we see just nothing but conflicts all around the world, which is nothing but AI algorithmic data collection. So Coldplay, first off, is very connected to the agenda. Now, this event that went down, if you don't know what I'm talking about, or if it's super level surface, this guy who is a CEO of an AI company. Yes, an AI company funded by JP Morgan and the bankers and whatnot, who you also made rich by an odd way during the collapse, the economic collapse of 2008. You were forced to give Jamie Dimon $1 billion, and now he's rich dancing, and they're all implementing these new technologies. So my hypothesis is that this event could be real, where this guy's not in this girl who the girl works for propaganda. She works in the HR department. That this could have been a real thing. Maybe it was fake. I don't know. But it being pushed by the mainstream media and the algorithm shows me this is a psychological operation for a reason. And I think that reason is for the data collection, which is the new phase of the AI actually studying the environment. That's the next phase of the AI. Now, this is absolutely important and critical because over the next few months, I would say the next 3 to 4 months, the orb will see you now. We're going to get a deluge. I've been warning everybody on my channel about the AI-driven deluge of fake, deceptive content. We already saw this with the war stuff going on. And thank you so much to David. Sent me another super chat. Thank you so much, David. Now it's time to feed the kitty cat to get Chan super duper fat. Thank you, David, for the $5 super chat. We've been seeing all the fake news share nothing but fake AI-generated content to push their own narrative. This is something that we're seeing and we're going to see more of. And it's all a Hegelian-type dialect of problem, reaction, solution. And the solution will be the digital passport so you can go on the internet. And this was released for the summer solstice. We're in the summer solstice right now. Sam Altman. You know, that's ChatGPT right there. So we're getting a lot of insider battles for who's going to control the AI at the Bilderberg meeting that just took place, just like the Bohemian Grove, the secret society meetings that just took place. ChatGPT is telling people going into a psychosis. People are going into institutions because they're going through psychosis using the AI. And also, you got Elon Musk, Chat Grok doing some crazy stuff, not even going to say what it is. But these are wars going on, the AI wars for complete supremacy of the AI. In my opinion, that's what I think is going on behind the scenes. But at the end of the day, they all fund each other and we fund them as well. So with the deep fakes, which we're going to see a lot of in the upcoming days. And I studied this deep fake stuff with Christopher Green at AMTV for over a decade, over 10 years. We've been studying this and ringing the bells on what's to come, that this is going to be the big issue right here. There's already laws in Denmark going on with it. And even television shows like Black Mirror talking about it. But with the files and the demand release and the technocrat leading the charge, Elon Musk, to release these files, there could be a lot of real stuff or deep fake stuff. But this, I think, was the algorithm for before they release certain files, whether they are fake and deep fakes or if they're real. We're getting a real-time AI data collection of what would happen in something being exposed like this, and maybe how to release it so the whole world doesn't collapse. Maybe they're doing this so they can kind of see how to release this stuff, information, fake or real. How is the crowd going to respond? Because the crowd is the crazy people. The crazy people are in the crowd. And I just want to notate, I think it's interesting, even if you look up the files, all you see is Trump and you do not see any of the Democrats or the empire, the queens and the kings And you don't see any of that in there, which is kind of how you hide information through the Google algorithms. And Google is Waymo. So if you even look up this guy, Jeffrey, you're not going to see back massages with the Clintons. You're not going to see the princes. You're not going to see any of that stuff. All you're going to see is Trump, which is something to notate, because the Google algorithms is the Waymo cars, the Waymo machines. I got a file of the Waymo machines somewhere in here. But the protests that have been going on, being activated against Trump, the No Kings protest, this was the study of the environment. The AI car, they have the protesters, which is funded by Soros and also the feds. They have them destroy only the Waymo cars, the Google cars that is studying the environment. Yeah, this is all algorithmic data collection. Is how is the environment reacting? That's the new step. And the guy's company actually is an AI company that does these types of operations of studying. It's called the Airflow 3.0. And as you can see, it is the National Socialist symbol. It is a swastika. It's the National Socialist symbol for their logo, as you can see right here. And it's funded by JP Morgan. And JP Morgan is also the National Socialist symbol as well, the swastika symbol. Just something to notate, you know, symbolically, what is really going on. We follow the symbolism here on this channel. We cover the symbols very, very deeply. And tonight, we're going to be going over with a round table, and you're going to love it. Make sure to go subscribe to the YouTube or wherever you're watching this from, with Matt Arrett, with Courtney Turner, and a surprise guest as well on top of it, going over the occult intelligence and all of that. So here's a statement from Andy, the CEO, not even sure if the statement is real or not, but it happened on July 17th, and we're just entered Mercury retrograde. And the astronomers will tell you that when Mercury goes retrograde, you got to drink Gatorade. And also, this has communication issues with relationships. So I just thought that was kind of interesting there, which ends on August 11th, which is the helical rising in the 3-2-2 day, the 2-2-3 day of the year, when it ends, when all these big tragic fires and raids happen on the helical rising of Sirius. This is very serious stuff that we're talking about. But the statement was very insincere. He's taken no responsibility. It's like such a narcissistic, if this is real or not. I don't even know if it's real, because right here it says FI. What the heck is FI? Like, this could have just been a fake thing to go viral. But if this was a real apology, it wasn't an amends. It was a just saying, I'm sorry, but you guys are the reason for this. Like, okay. So he's definitely not looking too good in this situation. So who is Andy Byron? Viral astronomer. Isn't that interesting? It's called astronomer as we're in Mercury retrograde, like, which is astronomy. Maybe it's not astronomy. Maybe it's astrology. Look, I'm not the smartest person. I'm just a layman. At least that's what Alex Jones called me. He said I was a layman when he played my video. But I am donut, and I'm also a potato. And please share your potatoes. Thank you so much, Devlin, for the $5 super chat. Let me go feed that kitty cat to make him super fat. Appreciate it. He says, hey, donut, you should look into the Diquat situation happening. They are spraying waterways, extremely crazy chemical. Okay, I'll take a look at that. Thank you so much. Someone else also asked me to look into that, so I will take a look at it. And it looks like we got over 500 people in here reminding you to smash that like button, share this out. Maybe this video, this viral algorithmic video, we could trick the algorithm and make this video go viral, which is going to be more truth and also greater hypothesis of this detective work of what's really going on. That would be much appreciated. Uncle Crunch reposted the stream on Twitter. Thank you so much. Shout out to Hidden Hand and what up, Potato? Yep. What up, Meatball? What up, everybody? So let me tell you about this story. Who is Kristen Cabot, the woman in the viral Coldplay kiss cam footage? She works in HR. She's this PR person. Which is like propaganda. Shortly before taking down her profile, she deleted her surname from the account. All I'm getting is reels and posts of this in the mainstream media promoting the story. Page 6 showing it. Andy Byron, astronomer CEO, caught at Coldplay concert, allegedly lashes out, threatened employees at previous job. Wife of CEO, allegedly caught cheating at Coldplay concert, deletes social after videos go viral. So the news, like Washington Post, which is owned by Jeff Bezos, who just had his marriage at the Cult Center in Venice. That's where the power structure stems from, going back to the Venetian roots of power. And then we just saw Joe Rogan partying in Venice on his billion-dollar yacht. They're going to tell you the truth. They're not billionaires like trying to pay the next freaking rent paycheck. No. They're going to just tell us the truth. There's no shenanigans going on there. Tech firm astronomer targeted with memes. Misinformation after viral video. Yeah, okay. So here's just some of the mainstream articles. Yahoo, Hindu Times, Forbes magazine wanted to get in on it. Page 6, Fortune magazine. They all kind of want to get the story out there. The New York Post. Yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts? Put your comments down below. I mean, Elon Musk named this the Coldplay Gate. You know, you got the elites pushing this story at an interesting time. What is Coldplay Gate and why it has become the biggest meme of 2025? Memes or mind control? Terrence McKenna talked about how memes were going to take over before memes were a thing on the internet. And if you go back to the shaman days, the shamans were making memes out of like rocks or animals or different stuff like that. We've covered it very heavily. You can go check out those videos over on the Rumble. For example, the viral meme of 2023 was the girl, the alien girl. Right? Tiffany Gomez, who works for marketing. She's a marketer. It happened on National UFO Day. Tiffany Gomez, that's what she does. She does marketing professionally. And that's what it was. Right here. Or Dogecoin, which I already spoke about. But this is memetic magic happening and different rituals. This is how you take over in the propaganda wars or whatever. What else do I got for y'all? I think that's most of the important things. He's a CEO, so he could be expendable. But what I'm trying to say is that this is a psychological operation, and it's used for getting data of what would happen in the future in the environment with the different releases of the different files. And for so many other reasons, it could have been just even a play to remove the CEO or get a better deal. Anyway, it's Donut. Much love and God bless you.